Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of the Keys to a Happier Life series. The title of this message is The Effect of God's Kindness is Peace. One of the most important effects or fruit of the operation of the Holy Spirit in our lives is peace. Peace is the direct result of God's showing loving kindness to us through Christ. Peace with God is the root of all other forms of real peace. It is a treasure freely given to all of God's born-again children that comes at an incalculable cost to God. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, suffered and died on the cross and rose again to make our peace with God a reality. Our Lord's peace was ripped from him during those horrible hours so that the peace God gives to us can never be snatched away from us. John 14:27 says, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." John 14:27, New Living Translation. Paul wrote in Romans 5:1, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us." That's the New Living Translation. The technical term for being made right with God is justification, through which we were given Christ's very own righteousness. When Jesus died on the cross, the Bible says that he actually became sin. He was completely identified with our sin so that we might be likewise one with his righteousness. Not surprisingly, theologians call this identification. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For our sake, he, Father God, made him, Jesus, to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." That's the English Standard Version. Some Bible readers imagine this is merely a poetic way of saying that Christ substituted for us by dying in our place. Substitution is another tremendous truth connected with our salvation, but that is not what Paul is writing about here. This verse refers to something much deeper, something C.S. Lewis called deep magic in his Chronicles of Narnia. It is the secret wisdom God used to rescue us from the Prince of Darkness. 1 Corinthians 2:7 and 8 reads, "No, the wisdom we speak of is the mystery of God, his plan that was previously hidden, even though he made it for our ultimate glory before the world began. But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord." New Living Translation. Abba Father caused all of our sins to fall upon his Son, Isaiah 53:6, so that we will never have to carry them again or suffer their consequences, the terror of separation from God forever. There is no peace for the wicked, according to Isaiah 48:22, but the effect of righteousness is peace. That's Isaiah 32:17. God unleashed the fullness of his wrath against sin upon his Son. Because of that, we will never have to face it. Jesus was appointed to wrath so that we are forever released from that appointment. 1 Thessalonians 5:9. Isaiah beautifully wrote about this wonderful truth of the new covenant in the 54th chapter of Isaiah, verses 9 and 10, where it says, Just as I swore in the time of Noah that I would never again let a flood cover the earth, so now I swear that I will never again be angry and punish you. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord who has mercy on you. That's the New Living Translation. Paul said it another way in his letter to the church in Rome, and I want to read you a long passage from Romans 8, verses 31 through 39. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares to accuse us when God has chosen us for his own? No one, for God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one, for Christ died for us and was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither life nor death, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or on the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. New Living Translation. What an amazing peace-producing promise. God's kindness toward us is eternal, which sparks the desire in us to love him back and willingly serve him with all our hearts. Generosity elicits gratefulness in the heart of the recipient. Here is one of the most beautiful verses in the Bible, John 5:24. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. New Living Translation. Jesus endured death for us. When he died, we died. When he rose again, we rose with him to life eternal. This is essentially the message of Romans chapter 6. And this is why Paul could write in Romans 8, 1 and 2, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. New Living Translation. The reason we can experience victory over sin is because it no longer has the power to condemn us or rule us. Paul wrote in another place that the strength behind sin is the law. 1 Corinthians 15:56. As long as we are subject to condemnation, sin has power over us. Because Jesus took our condemnation, sin lost its power to rule over us. Romans 6:14 says, sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law and its condemnation. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. New Living Translation. So, not only did Jesus provide us with everlasting peace, he also delivered us from the power of sin by taking our condemnation upon himself. How glorious.